You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca, Alberta's only regulated online gambling website. Use the promo code, and you get a new one every month, Greger50, and you'll get a free $50 play only at PlayAlberta.ca. Joe from the NHL Network, our regular Wednesday contributor, former NHLer Mike Rupp joins us. Rupper, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Gregs. How you doing, buddy? One night in National Hockey League season. It's an exciting time, but I heard you talking baseball, and a lot of people are following that. Exciting time in sports right now. I like it.
Oh, buddy, October's an amazing month. Yeah. Man. I love it. That football's going on, baseball, hockey, basketball's right around the corner. It's freaking awesome. What did you make of last night? Because I actually thought I know it's one game, and the Rangers started great last year and then hit the ditch. But my goodness, for their head coach, that was not a great debut for the new look Rangers.
No, it was not. It was not. It's going to take some time. I don't know what the end product looks like. Nobody does. I'm going to use Brian Boyle, who I work with here at NHL Network, says this of Mike Sullivan. I had Sully as an assistant coach. Obviously, I've worked with the Pittsburgh Penguins broadcast team over the last few years or number of years while he's been in Pittsburgh, so I got a good grasp on what he is and who he is as a coach. But Brian Boyle had him as a head coach, and he brings up this great point, and it's so true with Sully as a head coach. He is one way and one way only. You can go on a three-game win streak, three-game lose streak. He's going to be consistent. So there's no panic there.
Yeah.
They might get booed at MSG. That's New York. That's New York for you, right? Like, they're going to let you know right off the hop. But he's going to sit there and be like, "That it doesn't need to be said. That was not a good game. Nobody looked overly good. I guess the bright spot would be Mika Zibanejad, I thought, had some legs, looked good, and I think that's a huge piece for them. And I thought Igor looked pretty solid in net. But, I mean, it's one of those games that I think you were expecting something to happen. Didn't happen, not the end of the world. But, yeah, definitely I would be disappointed if I was a fan, because it wasn't a good first game, especially the home opener for the New York Rangers.
No, not good at all. The Panthers get the win, kind of expected, against Chicago. And then you have a Colorado against the Los Angeles Kings. And we had to do it, Rupp, because, you know, you have to pick some. L.A. was my pick of a team that made 100 points last year not to make the playoffs. Yeah. And, you know, last night, nothing changed. I know it's only one game, but, man, the Kings, my concern is they got a lot older in free agency. And they weren't the quickest team to begin with. So it's early on, but man, talk about a tough sked. You played like your first two regular season games are back to back. That's probably not ideal for the Kings, is it?
Yeah. Tough matchups too. So that certainly hurts. Yeah. I don't know what to make of them, because I thought that they're a team. I agree on all those things you just mentioned. And I think losing Gavrikov is a huge hole. We were kind of talking about it yesterday, where, say, Gavrikov, for example, who had a rough game one for the Rangers, but he will be fine. He was so good defensively for LA, but let's not forget, he was phenomenal for Columbus Blue Jackets before he went there. So that's who he is. So I guess the point I want to make is LA was one of the best defensive teams in the league last year. Now, it was not the team structure, I think, that made Gavrikov better. I think he helped them to become a top-end defensive team. Now you cut him out, that's a huge loss. And this is a team now, I don't think they're going to score a ton of goals. I agree with you, they're getting older. I still think their structure should carry them quite a bit, but they don't really scare anybody, I believe. So it's a tough go. Tough first matchups. When you get those matchups, you got Colorado then Vegas, like you said, back-to-back nights. But I'm curious to see in that division what this team could be, because I truly believe that structure will give them a chance to win every single night. Now, can they pull some rabbits out of the hat on other nights? We'll have to see. But I think that Gavrikov loss is they're gonna feel that all season long.
Yeah, I would agree. Mike Rupp joins us here on Sports 1440, Sports 1440.ca. Rupper, what did you make of the Connor McDavid contract extension?
Man, that was awesome. I mean, I thought it was awesome. I didn't see that coming. Not that I didn't see a discount. I guess I didn't see that big of one. And maybe that's because we just talked about the Kaprizov signing recently and where you thought and where, quite frankly, we all know what he could do. He could have demanded a max contract. Like, if there's someone that could get it and ask for it, it's him. I love it. I love it. And I think the at-home one kind of screams the same way. You follow suit. The leader, he's a captain for a reason, and you kind of set the standard. So I'm really excited to see this team. I think it was an intriguing story before this, what it's going to look like. I didn't think he was going to leave. I thought there was going to be some sort of probably shorter term contract. And I'm curious to see how they get better, because I think there's areas that they can get better, but they've been so close the last 2 years. But him setting that standard. And now Ekholm, who, if he hit the open market, he would get paid. I know he's older.
I don't know if we, I think we, Mike, you might have muted yourself, Rupper. I don't know.
Next 3 years,
Oh,
I'd
there we
love to
go.
see how they handle it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the,
All right, Mike.
yeah, no, you're back on now, and it kind of went away, but it's come back, so that's good. The, yeah, Ekholm, you know, for 3 years at $4 million in the new salary cap world, and he talked about it. He loved Edmonton. His family loves Edmonton. He's made a lot of money. And I had a really interesting conversation today with Adam Henrique, who's, you know, he's a pending UFA in Edmonton, and he signed, you know, last summer for a 2 year deal, and probably could have got more in the open market. And he, you know, he said, and I love what he said. He goes, "When I was a kid, and I was, you know, I'm playing, I wasn't dreaming about, oh, I want to make as much money as I can. I dreamt about winning the Stanley Cup." And you know, if you get to it, he goes, "I was lucky. I got to make, you know, some pretty good money early in my career. But there were some years in Anaheim we weren't very good, and it was hard. Like it was hard to show up every day when you knew you didn't have a chance. And sometimes I didn't get talked about enough." And he said, "You know what? So I look and say, at the end, could I have made a little bit more money? Sure. But I'm lucky enough that I'm not really going to miss it. And the opportunity, even if you don't win, the opportunity to be in the mix to win is worth more."
It's everything. I mean, it's everything. I mean, you can only speak from experience as a player. I mean, I was a guy that didn't make a ton of money as far as year to year in the National Hockey League. Probably played most of my career hovering around that league minimum. And you get an opportunity to become a free agent, and it's exciting. You know, you're going to get a bump in pay. But I learned early on in my career, like I was on teams that made the playoffs every year. So you get to free agency, and there was teams out there, and I'm sure people can guess maybe some of the teams. They're not maybe the most desirable places. They were offering the most money, and they wanted to sign you to a 3 year deal for me. And it's like, I want to be in the playoffs. That's all I knew. That's all I wanted. And so I guess my point is, even guys that don't make a ton, like, that matters. That's what I dreamt about as a kid, is competing for a Stanley Cup. So, I respect the heck out of that. When guys do that, make some sacrifices in that way. And some people might roll their eyes saying sacrifice. You're talking about millions of dollars, but at the end of the day, not everybody does that, and that's fine. But there's something to be said when guys do it, and it kind of makes you root for those guys to get that taste of winning the Stanley Cup.
Mike Grubb joins us. Rupper, a few weeks ago, Kaprizov, McDavid, Kyle Connor, and Jack Eichel were all pending UFAs, and everyone's like, "Oh yeah, they're gonna leave." Guess what? They all signed. Jack Eichel, according to Darren Dreger, has signed an 8-year extension in Vegas. Kaprizov signed long term. Kyle Connor signed long term. Now McDavid only signed 2 years, but they all signed. And with the cap going up, it seems most players would rather, they're all gonna make a lot of money, so they'd rather stick with what you know.
Yeah, no, it's a great point. While you're saying that too, it's like, how does Vegas always find this money? It's wild to me, but nonetheless, they do. But Jack was able to experience something there, and I think that when you find certain fits, and you sit there and you're like, hey, this works for me, I like it here. I mean, I'll even go as far as, let's even go to Winnipeg. Winning matters, contending matters. And those guys that have signed there, Connor Hellebuyck extending there, when Mark Scheifele extended there, Kyle Connor extending there, you can say what you want. They're there because they want to win and they want to compete. And that team has created that culture. So the grass isn't always greener, and chasing things and being comfortable, your family being comfortable, that allows you to play better. And so these guys, I mean, Jack Eichel, he experienced some good years in this league, even in Buffalo, maybe some good times, some bad times that he doesn't want to revisit, and not making the playoffs every year. And he gets the opportunity to be on one of the most competitive teams in the league year in, year out. I think there's a lot of value in that. And again, I want to say there's nothing wrong with guys who want to be mercenaries and chase the dollar. I'm totally fine with that too. But it's everybody's cup of tea, and the grass isn't always greener.
Oh God, no, it definitely isn't. Lastly, Rupper, as we start another season, and I know we've talked about, teams that we think are going to do well and teams we think might take a step back. Obviously, there's the injury factor. How much do you think the Olympics will play in for some players? And like, obviously, it's a motivation. Do you think that motivation can be good, or can guys start, if you think too much about the Olympics while you're playing in November, December, and wanting to make the team, could that negatively impact how you play on a night-to-night basis?
Are you saying, as far as, you're not saying, are you saying like resting or just kind of pacing yourself, or
No,
what are you?
like guys who are like, I really want to make the Olympic team. So they're
Yeah,
trying to
okay, yeah.
show what they're, let's say, hey, like Evan Bouchard, for instance. He's like, hey, man,
Yeah.
I'd like to get in the mix for the Olympic team. And so it can be, I guess it can go two ways. It can go a good way because maybe like, hey, I know what I need to
Yeah.
do. But at the same time, it can maybe have your focus not on the game itself. What do you think?
No, I agree with that. I mean, everybody handles pressure in a different way, and it's good to put that kind of pressure on yourself. And you want to have a big first half because of the Olympics. And I always I get excited for that because I think that that's like a dangling carrot here for some of these guys. I mean, I sit there, a perfect example. I thought had some flashes in the game last night in Chicago, or for Chicago, and Connor Bedard. So he was all Four Nations, we know, was not at orientation camp for Team Canada. Most likely he's not going to be on that team, but I think there's still an option. It's still available there if you have a big first half. And I like to see how this drives guys, because these guys, I mean, we're talking Olympics, you're talking the best of the best, and they're competitive, and they want to be mentioned with the best. And when they don't, they feel slighted, and they usually bounce back in some way. But I could see that happening, where maybe guys press a little bit. I got to have a good first half. I'm on the radar here for Team USA or Team Canada or whatever nation. I've got to make it happen here. So I'm sure that there's conversations being had with their respective NHL teams' coaches that are like, hey, settle down, relax. Like, we're good. I think that's a lot of external pressure. So it's an exciting time. I bet you it's pretty stressful for some of these guys too.
Oh, definitely. Rupper, great stuff, man. Enjoy the hockey and the baseball tonight.
Yeah, sounds good, buddy. We'll chat later.
You betcha. That's Mike Rupper.